Coach, how did you win the two games?
You know, I think for them, it's you know, we got to see some fight and some grit today. I don't think our offense was, you know, necessarily that hot. I think that we had some, you know, weak at bats. I thought that Army did a really great job of playing their outfielders deep. So even some balls that we did get behind, they were just, I would say, you know, the reason we won today was solely based on the fact that we had two pitchers who wouldn't really give in. They kept grinding. So really impressed with Boas and how Avery settled in as the game went. But those two kind of held us in it today.
Absolutely. I was going to start off asking about the pitching performances today and how you think they did the pitching performances.
Yeah, I mean, I think they were brilliant. Avery had a little bit of a tough start. I don't even think they should have scored that run. I mean, we made a couple mistakes in the infield. But in terms of what they were both able to accomplish throughout the game, just having weak outs and getting strikeouts. I mean, to me, it's there's some days your pitchers are going to carry you and there's some days your offense is going to carry you. And today was definitely the day that Boas and Avery kind of put the team on their back and led us through that.
Definitely. So, yeah, like you said, obviously very strong, you know, pitching couple of games. How does the team complement that going forward with maybe more offense and stronger hits?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, we were just kind of swinging out of the zone today. I felt like we didn't do a good job of actually getting pitches that we usually hit hard. A lot of fly ball outs, a lot of line drive outs. Like, we have to do our part to put the ball on the ground. Obviously, in that last inning, I mean, I think we scored solely based on the fact that Emily got a bunt down and they threw a ball away. You know, we got two on and we're able to generate something. So, you know, I think for us, it's just a matter of, like, you got to compete and you have to make adjustments throughout the game. And, you know, usually I think we're a little bit better at that and we weren't as sharp today. So, you know, coming back tomorrow, I think we need a different mindset. Obviously, we know these are two games that we grinded out, but, you know, they're close. And I think when people are knocking on the door, that's a lot of pressure with that. So we just have to do our best to separate and play a better game tomorrow.
Definitely. Obviously, Gant was kind of the playmaker in these two games. She had, you know, both the double RBI and then obviously in the last inning. Who else was, you know, igniting the offense a little bit in these two?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it was pretty weekly spread. You know, I think for us, if we can kind of put the ball on the ground, and I felt like we did that at different points, even Jen Harita, you know, she had a single up the middle in the first game and she was able to kind of get on top of some stuff. I thought Lauren Kelleher's base running, obviously in that for that first run was brilliant. You know, Marina was up, it was a good count. We thought she was going to swing, but either way, we put pressure on, they threw the ball away and the execution was huge. So, you know, I think for us offensively, I wouldn't say there was anyone who necessarily stood out today. I think that sporadically we had random hits and usually we're a little bit better about someone having a hot day and you know, kind of generating some offense for us. But yeah, I mean, I think it was pretty 1-9 was so.
Absolutely. And just to round my questions out, what new challenges are you expecting for Lehigh and what are you going to do to prepare this week?
So we have Army again tomorrow. So I think our focus is just going to shift to that. So I think tomorrow it's just coming back here. It's a great team. It's an athletic team and they know how to compete certainly. So I think for us, we just need to show up tomorrow. It's a pitch at a time. It's a game at a time. So we're not looking too far ahead until we finish what we started here.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Coach. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
One question for you, Coach, about Coker. I mean, she continues to really be stellar defensively at third. If you can just comment about her. I mean, she had the diving catch and then just to end the game, that was a really tough bouncer at her.
Yeah, I mean, I think Coker's coming to her own. I mean, this is why we play a challenging preseason. You know, she was battle tested over there. So I think for her, you know, the more reps you get, the better you get. So, you know, I think she made a great play to end that. She made a couple great plays, diving plays. You know, AJ's last ball was really brutal too for that second out. And she did a really great job of seeing it all the way in. So, you know, I think for us, you know, we just have to get sharper every day and get better. But yeah, Coker's definitely someone that we can rely on to make those plays on the third baseline.
All righty. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.